3. I said Hero was good behind the wheel, but he had nothing on Ivy. Man, that woman could drive. It was Woody who taught me how, but I think Ivy might have been able to give me that extra zap of self-confidence and panache. She keeps promising me my own wheels if I stay in school, if I graduate with honors, if I don't do anything foolhardy like get pregnant without benefit of a husband. Well, that's your basic piece of cake. Unless I've got it all wrong, you need to have a man before he can knock you up and abandon you. Ivy parked just in front of the doorway to Pleasant's Grocery. Her gray Buick was one of very few cars on the street. I suspected that most of the neighborhood automobiles had been lost to the riot. The uprising, that is. Funny how things could divide over an ordinary word. People over 30 called it a riot. Younger folks always said uprising. In the more genteel days, a bell tinkled whenever a customer entered the store. Not anymore. Ivy and I walked in unannounced and apparently surprised Shep, the grocer, who was busy with the telephone conversation. When he looked up and saw us, he hung up at once. No goodbye, no explanation to whomever it was at the other end of the line. I guess you remember me from yesterday, I said. You the one came in here with Clay. How y'all doing? Ivy answered him. Mr. Shepherd, I'm Ivy Liesel. We're well as can be expected, thank you. These are bad times, but when you come to think of it, we're lucky to be alive to fight another day, don't you agree? Shep looked at her as if she were from Mars. Just think of what might have happened to your store, Mr. Shepherd, she continued. You must feel blessed to still have your livelihood here. That's right, I've been, blessed. Ivy smiled at him. As you know, my husband and I are trying to help Mr. Jackson find his granddaughter. I know that, but Mr. Shepherd, you are one of the last people to see the girl before she vanished. He tried to interrupt again.